Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday to you. A few minutes past 3 p.m. coming to you from Studio C, which is different from Studio B. And it sounds weird in our headphones. Hopefully it doesn't sound weird in your ears. But we're having a really good time. I'm having a really good time.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's more fun. It's like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like when you spend the night with your weird cousins.
Yeah. You get to watch
like we all know. When I say that, every person out there knows it, and they thought of their weird cousin. They're like, oh, that's Bob.
Get to watch an R-rated movie or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Watch a scary movie you're not supposed to watch at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suddenly you're watching The Exorcist and you're 9 years old.
Get to be real mean to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get to lie to them. Tell them your nickname's Ramjet. God, that was the worst.
When I was a little kid, I went on vacation with my parents. Every year we'd go to like a cabin weekend with my parents and their friends. And I would stay in the cabin by myself. And one year they gave me Poltergeist.
Oh, my goodness.
And I watched because of the way that rating systems worked back then, Poltergeist was like a rated PG movie. So they were like, this can't be. This isn't bad. And when I got older and I was telling them that story, I was like, did you guys not? Poltergeist is like a super famous movie. Like, did you guys not know? Did you guys never heard of it?
You were in a cabin by yourself?
Yeah. I was like 10.
That's not.
Maybe 11.
That's not solo cabin material.
I was about that age when I saw it.
Not in a cabin by yourself.
No, that's true. I mean, it was in my house, but
I was terrified. The movie was scary as hell.
Scary.
Dude. So, Kevin, you saw some Magic the Gathering cards?
I did. I mean, I did my massive Costco run last night, and I was walking down the aisles, and I looked, like, you know, like, they have the big, like, holiday section with gifts and toys, and there's a big, like, box set Magic the Gathering something or other, and I'm like, I should get that for Andrew. I'm going to come back to that, and I just forgot.
How much was it-ish?
I didn't even look.
Well, how much would it be, Andrew?
Probably, like, 40 or 50 bucks. It looked like this, didn't it? Kind of vaguely?
No, it was way bigger than that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Costco, man.
Oh my. Well, wait, was it this?
Here you go. It was this. Right there on the Costco thing. But it was like all of them in one. See, this is a small one. This one says it's $124.
Yeah, those would have been way more expensive than I thought you were talking about.
It's got the Hail Caesar deck, the Scrappy Survivors deck, the Science deck, and the Mutant Menace deck.
Make sure you're hitting the E on those. Those are the Fallout Commander decks,
Kevin. What does that do for you as a player?
So that's a format that's very, very popular, where you play with more cards than normal and only one copy of each card. Kind of makes it all feel a little more special. It's a casual format just for people to mess around in and have fun. Not a competitive thing.
Is there a card that you could buy that would be the Trump card?
Not really. There's a lot of those, you know what I mean?
You can't just pull out the dragon's mane and be like, huzzah!
No. Now, there are cards that are way more expensive than other cards for one reason or another. Sometimes they're restricted in their printing, so they're not going to make them anymore.
More collector stuff.
Call those reserved list. Yeah, but those also are often because back in the day, before they had a better sense of the balance of the game, they didn't really understand what they were making, and so they would make things that were like way too good.
Do you have a card? Like, do you have a dream card?
Not really, not necessarily. There's just too many. There's tens of thousands of them.
Really?
I mean, they've been making a few hundred cards a year for, maybe even like a couple thousand cards a year for like 30 years now.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
When you play one of the big ones, do you pound the table and be like, boom?
Exodia.
It does feel that's Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. It does feel good to play the big, exciting ones.
But do you pound the table and say, boom?
No, because you don't want to be a bad winner, right? You can be a bad winner and a bad loser.
I would be the worst.
I try to not be either of those. Everybody fails sometimes.
I would. You know, if I went with you, I would win out of beginner's luck, and I'd be like, what a bunch of wussies.
Yeah. I thought you guys would be good.
Would I be able to play Magic, do you think, because I played Marvel Snap?
Yeah.
Is it like a similar type of thing?
No, not at all. But, okay.
What's a Marvel Snap?
It was just like a mobile game where it was like a strategy game, a strategy card game.
But all three of you are very smart, and I think you could pretty easily learn
the
prettiest.
It's okay, Andrew. You can make me last.
I think all three of you could learn Magic and do just fine.
So you're saying we could be, great.
We could be the best ever.
I want to be the very best.
You could be the best, Kevin.
No one ever was.
You could be nice. You could be the absolute best.
Nice. Do you guys get like walk-up songs?
Well, no.
You need to change that.
There were like that. There was a packed house when I went last night because they were doing a different event for the Star Wars card game.
Duh.
There's a Star Wars card game?
Yeah, it's lame. I don't play it. The art looks really bad
but
on
you'd
it,
like
in my
it.
Opinion.
I might.
You might like it. I don't know. It's
look.
For babies.
Oh, you played the Yoda. How shocking.
Oh, Yoda again. Wonder what Kevin's going to play tonight. Wonder what will... Kevin will play. I can't think of how to talk like Yoda.
Right on my gherkin.
Yeah, that one. Star Wars Unlimited. But they had that, so there were like 50 people in the store last night. And it was like super overstimulating.
What if Kevin and I just did Yoda for the whole show?
I'd leave.
Funny that would be.
I'd probably go.
Ophthalmology associates you go to. Lasers.
Oh, wait, I can't go home because the door is broken.
Because the door is broken. Your door's broken.
The door to leave is
the
broken.
The front door is broken. Yeah,
we can't leave.
You,
yeah.
So you could leave the studio, but you
I couldn't leave.
We would find you.
Yeah, you'd find me.
No, she'd just keep walking in circles around the...
There she is.
Yeah, lobby, and we'd just keep missing her by just a second. Yeah, somebody up... what I just heard when I was out of the studio last segment was that...
We're locked in.
Yes, and somebody... they had propped the door open so people could come and go, but then I guess when somebody was leaving, they were like, why is this door propped open, and kicked it closed? And now we're stuck again.
Oh, for the love.
When I was out there, Fred was telling me about it. He's like, yeah, the door's broke. I'm like, well, when it's time for me to leave, it's going to open one way or another.
Yeah, I'm going home. No doubt.
I think there has never been a door that could stop Dave Glover.
No.
Dave's rappelling out the window.
Trust me. I'll be like those 43 monkeys. This way, boys.
I think it's a productivity thing. Every like 6 months, we have like a door broken day. Where the
Friday's
only...
not the day to break it. Nobody's here but us.
Nobody to trap. The only door in and out of the building breaks down.
Wait, there's no. There's another door out. We can do the elevator thing down to the.
How does the door break?
I don't know, man.
Jeez.
Anyway.
But it is glass, so I mean, we could always get out if we had to.
That's my bad.
See, I was going to buy you your dream card for Christmas.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they'd be like, if I had one, it'd be like expensive.
I'm willing to go. How much?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, what's expensive?
Well, expensive to me is like 20, 30 bucks.
I don't think you can swing that, Dave.
No. I just mean I have
get nothing for Christmas.
I have like cheap taste. Expensive
How will
would
I
be
ever
like
save $30.
Expensive would be like $90, $100, and then you get into the cards that are like several hundred to several thousand dollars.
Right.
What if he got you the Black Lotus?
Well, that's like I think the cheapest one of those you'd be able to find would probably be $12,000 to $15,000.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, the Black Lotus is $10,000 right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, what I got. One of them says $250,000 on eBay.
That one's probably going to be graded. It is very, very powerful. It's also very iconic, right? It was like the first.
Have you ever had one played against you?
No. Nobody's got that kind of cash. He was playing way back in the day, so he might actually have one. They were only printed once or twice in like the first set or two before they were just too good. And they
That's
put
like
them
having
on what's
a
called,
Mickey Mantle rookie card.
They put them on what's called the reserved list, which basically means we're never going to reprint these again. So what's out there is what's out there. And of course, you know, being 30 years old and made of cardboard, there's just not that many extant copies.
What about Yawgmoth's Will?
I think that's the one that J.D. Vance got...
he's a player, too?
Made fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, J.D. Vance plays Magic, and he got made fun of because this is a card that is very... No, that's Yawgmoth's Bargain. Excuse me. Not Yawgmoth's Will.
Oh, come on, dude.
Get your Yawgmoth straight, Andrew. Jeez.
The texts are rolling in. They can't believe you made such a mistake.
But that's a card that got banned from play because it was too, like, cheap.
Did you say Yawgmoth's Yard?
Bargain.
Oh.
Yeah. Yawgmoth.
You could afford a Yawgmoth, like, though. These apparently are only like $120, $150 bucks.
Yes.
Yeah, Yawgmoth was a man, but became a god, of course.
Became a will.
Yeah,
but well, you can get that for like $1.25, $1.50. So
if we all had to, if all four of us had to play a game together on a regular basis, what would that game be?
Good one.
Ooh,
I love Trivial Pursuit, although no one here wants to play it with me.
I love Cards Against Humanity.
I don't like Cards Against Humanity much.
Too easy.
It is. I love trivia games.
It requires no thought.
I hate how subjective it is, because I always think my cards...
not funny people think they're funny.
That's the thing, is I always, I'm like, well, clearly mine's the best, and then when I don't get picked, I'm like, this is so
like,
stupid.
Boogers, and everyone's like, ha!
No, it works for me every time.
I'm with Rach. I will get so salty about it, and I'm just like, oh, I guess everybody just... I guess we're just lowest common denominator.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
We're not thinking at this
I guess
table.
No one knows who Kafka is. Okay.
Nobody knows Yawgmoth's Will or the Black Lotus.
I didn't say monkey.
I said monkey.
Huge difference there. Huge difference.
You're underlining the key on the card before you play it. Like, do you get what I'm saying here?
Look, I wrote monkey, but say it like this.
Monkey.
I've only played that one time, and I was so mad. So mad.
Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... Sorry, Kev, it's an overrated game.
I don't disagree, but it's probably funny to play for the four of us.
If we played Trivial Pursuit
might be.
Who would be the best suited teams?
I don't know if I know. I don't know if I've ever played Trivial Pursuit.
Okay, I'm Kevin's team.
I watch Jeopardy every day.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at trivia, and Rachel's good at trivia. I think we did fine.
Okay, fine. Then we challenge you.
You young pumps. Be challenged.
All right,
you guys wouldn't know anything before 1999.
We have a Trivial Pursuit game here, actually.
What?
Oh.
Go get it. Go get it.
I don't remember where it is. Do you know where it is?
No, I...
Okay, I will look for it.
We have plenty of time to find it since we can't leave.
We're having a slumber party tonight, apparently.
Let's go!
There goes me watching Pocahontas by myself.
I forgot we were trapped.
I was going to go to Wendy's, and now...
Yeah, try keeping Rach in here tomorrow
night.
Andrew,
Andrew, can you translate this text for me?
Yeah.
It says that I need to get into Warhammer 40K, the tabletop game. It says I have Chaos Marine energy.
Ugh. Warhammer, so that's a miniatures game, right?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Kinda,
it sounds like fun, though, if I got that energy.
They're kind of neat. They're kind of neat because you have little miniatures, like, on the table, and there's, like, you know, fake terrain. You know, you build terrain out of little cotton balls or whatever.
Oh, man.
Cotton balls dye them green, turn into a little shrubbery or trees or whatever. And then they're little miniatures, so little toy guys.
That they're decks, they're cards, like you're talking about.
No, that's the Warhammer 40K Magic the Gathering collaboration.
That's what he said. Oh, I see.
What if we played Oregon Trail?
What's that?
I love Oregon Trail.
Can you play that multiplayer?
I did. I've never seen it.
I was raised on Oregon Trail. That's what I did instead of like paying attention to school.
What if we just played Call of Duty sandbox style, the four of us?
I think we should play Mario Kart.
Ooh. What if we just boxed?
We could play Mario Kart or Mario Party.
That game's not gonna last very long, Dave.
Have you ever played Mario Party, Rachel?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's the best.
We could play that. Be a good time.
I'm pretty good at Mario Kart.
All right, we should
play.
Let's
go.
I would need a refresher. It's been since the kids were little, but
Mario Kart
I love beating them when they were little.
It's great because isn't that so satisfying? Yeah.
Oh, you throw that little Thor head back at them and
it's like, dad!
Make them all little.
I played against my dad like, you know, one time and I beat him and he didn't like that I beat him.
Yeah. Whenever Nick was probably five, we were slow boxing where you put socks on for the boxing gloves and you go at half speed. Except I wasn't going at half speed, I was going at full speed, because even though I was 40 years older than him and much bigger and stronger, I wanted to beat him. Mm-hmm. And he got so mad at me, and then I was lying there on my side like the Costanza, you know, like I was posing nude or something, and he took off his ball cap, and all ball caps have that metal top knot.
Oh, yeah.
And he hit me on my top knot. I still have a scar.
Ooh.
And it just busted my head open. And he immediately started bawling because he thought he was going to get his ass whipped or something like that. And he just took off running and hid.
Because you had just been uppercutting him, of course.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I feel like you might have deserved that.
Probably
game.
Not
I'm
a
sorry.
Great story to tell.
Yeah, we are on air.
Tell you guys about Ophthalmology Associates, the Cornea and Laser Vision Institute. My son Nick has great eyesight. Quick turn on the mics. Rio's going to cuss.
He did cuss a bunch.
Wheeler just injured himself doing radio.
Gave myself a shin burger. Oh.
Oh.
That hurt more.
I've never heard Schinburger.
Yeah.
I've never said burger quite like that.
Ah, burglar, sorry.
Burglar. The Schinburglar.
The Schinburglar.
The Schinburgular.
Why is there a metal post right there?
Right. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
The metal post right next to the mic and chair is
that
very
looks
funny.
Good. We're going to need the Schinburglar.
Man. Just below the knee, right at the top of the... tibia.
Can we put
in by your tib fib?
Is that the tibia or the fibia there? This right here.
Let's put an immovable iron rod here, just so they know where their legs go.
Yeah, don't do that once.
Can't miss it.
Woo! I'll wake you up in the morning.
So at 4:30, we have the Sklar brothers, friends of Kevin, like
my
legit
boys.
Friends.
Like legit, yeah. I know I say that a lot about people when you meet, you know them, and you're friendly.
Sure.
I mean, I've been to their parents' house, you know?
Get out. You've been to the Sklar compound?
I have, yeah.
What's that like?
Their mom is the coolest. She's so funny. You can see where they get it.
Yeah, not so much.
It wasn't there.
Sklarm pound.
No, they are awesome guys. I mean, they could not be nicer regular dudes outside of just being hilarious.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's coming at 4:30. Dave Murray on the other side. We have some weather coming in tomorrow, and then Sunday is supposed to be beautiful. Well, there's no need for Dave anymore.
Wow, the sun is shining directly in my eye right now.
Yeah, that's normally my seat, that angle.
Yeah,
so now,
you're right.
Yeah, I'll close the thing for you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I'll do it.
You're there. You do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
I can't do it.
Neither one of them are actually
Rachel's
doing
a little
it.
Too far away.
Well, you've got a shin burglar going.
I think it's better now.
We don't want to hear you cuss like that again.
Oh,
with the
my
mic's
Lord.
On.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. If we sound a little bit different, we're coming to you from a different studio today. We should be back in our regular studio with a brand new board and electronics on Monday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So how are we looking? I know we got some rain moving in tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it still looks like a 50-50 weekend. Of course, it's a long weekend for a lot of folks, so we're going to squeeze out two really nice days. But tomorrow is wet. Periods of rain, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms, breezy, and it's kind of a chilly day on Saturday, 59 for the high. That rain will continue into Saturday night for most of Saturday night, 53 for the overnight low. It's not a lot of change in temperature. Sunday is gorgeous, partly to mostly sunny, 66 Monday for Veterans Day, sunny, and 65. Also, still watching Rafael down in the central Gulf of Mexico. Just kind of drifting around, doing circles around itself. But now I'm a little more concerned about maybe the panhandle of Florida next week as probably a Category 1 storm. So we'll keep an eye on that. Just can't seem to make up its mind.
Yeah, it's a weird one, right?
It's very weird. It has no steering currents at all right now. So it's just kind of sitting out there. But it's a major hurricane right now. It's just doesn't know what to do.
You know what I always think of when we talk about hurricanes and like, oh, thank God it's heading out to sea, but you got the shipping lanes out there and, you know, fishermen trying to make their living.
Oh, yeah. Cruise ships are out there. You know, nobody wants to be near it. And so you try to stay away from it.
Rach, how scary is that to you to be on a big, giant cruise ship in a big storm?
No.
Pretty scary.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever want to do a cruise like for that reason. It freaks me out just not being able to get off the boat. You know, I can handle a plane because it's a limited amount of time, but days at a time out at sea, I don't think I would like that very much.
Yeah, typically you're only at sea one day.
Yeah, say most days you stop.
Yeah,
okay.
Most days you stop.
Yeah.
I liked it more. I've only been on one. It was a listener cruise. But I liked it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, they're fine.
I liked it a lot. A
lot of good food.
Yeah, if you go on the right ones.
Phenomenal.
I've done it twice and probably will never do it again.
You know what appeals to me, which shows I'm 60 now, because the Viking cruise commercials really get me.
Yeah.
Those have gotten me since I was like 22.
Yeah, I want to do that and go over the Europe and
yeah. Then you can see both sides of the canal. But you could swim to safety if you had to.
Yeah, but you're on a cool Viking boat.
Plus, how hot would I be on that cruise?
Like sexy hot or like temperature hot?
No, sexy hot.
Oh, okay.
I'm only 60.
Yeah.
You clean up.
Yeah, man.
He's like, all right, ladies, I'm here.
Fish in a barrel. Headlines, Rage?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. You know, since we're talking about travel, this first story is appropriate. A new study finds that in just 5 years, the emissions from private jets rose by 46% globally. Now, fewer than 1 in 10,000 people actually make use of private jets, but their carbon footprint is substantially larger than those who fly commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you fly private, how do you not feel bad about that? Whenever you take the carbon for carbon footprint into account, you're creating more of a carbon footprint than everyone flying commercial. Do you have any idea how many flights there are in a single day?
Do you have any idea how well people can justify their actions? Like, they'll make a donation to something and they'll offset, but... Yeah.
Can I also point out that usually people of great wealth do not give a crap about the rest of us?
That's true.
Right.
Do not.
Dave, have you ever flown on a private plane?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty sweet, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. When I was with Good Morning, when I was with Good Morning America, we whenever we did these trips across the nation, we would always fly private, and I've been lucky enough to fly in a private jet a couple of times, and it is a spectacular process.
I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, once it's happening, you just don't feel bad because it's like, it's so fun.
Yeah, you're right. It's exactly what it is. You're right.
No, I did it twice as well, and I had zero guilt. I mean, it was before like a lot of the carbon footprint stuff.
Now, again, it's like, it's one thing if you've done it or you've done it on occasion. If you're doing it all the time, is a different story.
Like Taylor Swift in the infamous flight from didn't she fly from like Collinsville to St. Louis or something?
Yeah, it was like a 20-minute long private jet flight.
All right. President-elect Donald Trump has named his co-campaign chair, Susie Wiles, as his White House chief of staff. She's going to be the first woman in that role ever. The only reason I thought this story was so interesting is because she'll be the first woman to do it. They also call her the Ice Baby. That is her nickname. I don't really get what that means.
She likes vanilla ice a lot?
Well, he said she likes to blend into the background. She doesn't like a lot of attention, so they call her the Ice Baby. So she'll be a fun character to follow.
This is about as good as we can get from Trump. Like she said, I'm here to keep the clown car away. So
you're right.
She's the Ice Baby.
That being said, she also goes by the Ice Baby. So
Ice Baby.
A study is looking at salmon in Washington State. Vendors are required to properly label their salmon, but a new study out of Seattle Pacific University. Yes. What did I say?
A new stubby.
We are children.
Found this isn't always happening.
Typo in the chat. A new stubby.
Researchers say around 1/3 of salmon sampled from local sushi shops were marked. Stop!
How did you nail salmon sampled from sushi shops without a sweat? But you said a new stubby.
I feel like I can't hear very well.
A new stubby.
And the headphones are a little distorted in this studio. And why do you keep laughing at me?
I'm just gonna go stubby in a sushi shop.
Anyway, sometimes they're marked as wild, but they're actually farm-raised, so...
We didn't hear one thing you said.
Yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's a boring story. Boring story
stubby.
Alert. Can't read the story, and also it was boring.
A great story.
The White House said on Thursday there are no plans for President Biden to pardon his son, Hunter, before leaving office. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, our answer stands, which is no.
Biden's really taking it on the chin, man. People are really mad at him and blaming him for not stepping down earlier, which I didn't see that coming. I thought he was all good, which I guess he would have been had they won.
He would have been. I mean, everyone's good if they won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a lot of lashing out right now.
Yeah.
Because
that's
not the only reason they lost.
Well,
there are probably four or five important reasons why they lost.
And it's been 3 days. They'll be stubby in this for years.
Thank goodness it's Friday, Rage.
I know, and the next story is like so sad that I'm actually just going to skip it because we're skipping it. We're not doing that story.
Good call, Rage.
I'm actually out of headlines because the next one is about they're all about people who have passed away, and I don't want to do that right now.
Do them.
Do you have any more about stubby salmon?
No. Stubby.
The You Got Mail guy has died at the age of 74. Elwood Edwards also worked at a TV station for many years.
Wait, the
You've Got Mail.
I assume that was just like a computer.
Yeah. We're not doing this
one. Maybe it's because the computer
said
it.
Can I read it?
Yeah, but don't do it.
Okay.
It would be pretty insensitive. Because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that
one. Yeah. Yep, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people who stubby salmon pass away.
Stubby salmon. The old baseball player.
Sounds like an old prospector, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Stubby Salmon, struck gold.
Legendary MLB coach,
y'all
Stubby Salmon.
Up Stubby.
That is definitely like an old school sports name.
Salmon sampled from local sushi shops.
That was tough.
Man.
That was a tough one.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
I cannot believe that that's how they wrote that. Like...
Somebody gotta, did that on purpose.
Yeah, you got to edit. Like, you got to have editors.
Let's ask Dave Murray the question of the day. Dave, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you find a person under
which
your...
Which I do.
If, and you find a person under your bed, would you prefer them to be dead or alive?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I guess dead.
Okay, he's team dead.
Yeah, he's I'm team alive.
Welcome to team dead, Dave.
I have another question for you, Dave. If the five of us were going to play a game of sorts together, what game would you like that to be?
Like a board game kind of thing.
Monopoly.
Ooh, boy, there'd be a lot of fights.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone in this room ever finished a game of Monopoly?
No.
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, but like as a kid.
Yeah, like maybe as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this, but I've thrown several boards.
What's your go-to Monopoly piece?
The car, like everyone else. Oh. Or the top hat.
I'm a thimble.
Yeah, I like the hat.
Yeah, I like the top hat, yeah.
Andrew?
I like the little doggy.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, what's the doggy, too?
Little Terry.
I was either the car or the doggy.
What's your strategy? Do you go for, like, the park places, or are you more like a slumlord going Baltic Avenue?
You gotta get Marvin Gardens.
The yellow ones,
right? It's the key to everything.
Boardwalk was the key to everything.
Boardwalk and Park Place.
I like
the
railroads myself.
Yeah. No, that's good, quick, easy money.
It is.
It really reveals character. It reveals mine's not good. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Have a stuffy weekend, everybody.
Come on.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. So, obviously, we're having some technical difficulties. We have our engineers in here. So, as we've been telling you guys, we are in a different studio from what we're normally in. And a few ghosts in the machine. And we can either talk or play music. I voted for music. They voted me down. I was digging the music.
Did you think it was a rally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dig the music. It's fun.
We were all doing the Trump dance thing. Well,
no, we
playing.
Were not doing
no, we
the
were
Trump
not
dance thing.
You were doing it.
Do some more stories here. A couple in Canada opened up the drywall in their home and found hundreds of stuffed animals apparently being used as insulation.
Oh.
What? Why is that a cute story?
You can stuff the animals.
Sounds creepy to
stuffed
me.
Stuffed into the walls,
it does
though.
Sound, I think, yeah. I think
how
I ripped
terrifying
open my
would
walls,
that be?
And there was a bunch of teddy bears staring back at me.
They said
I might be a little scared.
They were in decent shapes. So they donated them to people throughout the world, which makes it even creepier somehow.
Anybody want a wall teddy bear?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's actually a little sweet. Never mind. The teddy bear thought that they were doomed to a life inside of a wall, and now they're being taken care of by a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're paroled.
There's a new Star Wars trilogy in the works. How do you guys feel about that?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's never going to be another Star Wars movie because every year we get a new batch of news that's like, oh, this is Lucy Skywalker, Luke's other long lost sister, and there's going to be 11 movies.
I'd watch that.
And it's going to be played by Naomi Watts, and then we won't hear anything for 7 years. And then the day after the 7th year announcement anniversary, they go, "Oh, we're moving that from the schedule because no one wants to make it or direct
they
it."
Yeah. I'm not sure if they watered it down or if they got off track or something, but
there will never be another Star Wars movie because it's
there
just
will
like,
be. And
there's
the,
been like
and
nine
why.
In the making and then canceled.
And here's why there will be, because there are continuously more generations of kids because the movies are made for kids.
Amen.
That's a good point.
And all of us nerds, and I'm a Star Wars nerd.
They have different expectations.
Yes. And all of us Star Wars nerds get like, well, that's not canon. You can't do that. Don't add this thing. It doesn't matter. It's not for us. It's not for us. All of us that loved it because we were first exposed to it when we were kids.
Good point.
And every new group of movies is for that generation of kids.
I'm not arguing against that. I'm just arguing that they keep trying to make Star Wars movies and then they keep canceling them.
Right, but I mean, they're going to. They did already. You had the long gap from the original three to the next three. Then you had a gap for the next three to the next three. And they're going to get it back and because they know there's going to be a market for kids.
Rach, you have a razor's edge in you?
I do, yeah. Let me pull it up here. Speaking of movies, Disney... also, you know, controls Star Wars. They're making a Prince.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it was a bad thing, personally.
Did they Disney it out? Is that what happened? Or
I just think they have done... I think it's overexposed now. I mean, I get everything Wheels is saying. I'm sure part of the reason why I don't care that they're going to make a new trilogy
You're
is because... Yeah, I'm not a kid anymore, and it's not capturing me the same way it was, but... They just went from it being like this special thing to now it's like, and here's the 47th series this year on Disney Plus. It's just a lot.
And that's literally, I mean, that's everybody's complaint literally about everything. That's Marvel. That's all of Disney's animated movies. I just saw this on Twitter. Like, there's going to be Shrek 6 or whatever. Like, that's everything now.
Yeah, it's just too much. It's just too much. But Disney is making a Prince Charming movie, and people are a little upset because Chris Hemsworth is going to play Prince Charming. He's 45 years old, and they have cast Daisy Edgar-Jones to be the leading lady. Now, we don't know exactly what character she'll play, but people are assuming she will be a love interest. I guess the name of that love interest is Princess... Sorry, I had it and I lost it. But she She's 26 years old, and people are saying, why does it always have to be in movies like this? Like, why is there always such an age gap? Why can't they just cast people closer together?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of become a thing with, like, extremely online people that anytime there's any sort of age gap, even if it's, like, 5 years, it's like, that's too much, which I don't agree with. But I do kind of get it when it comes to films. Why can you cast a 45-year-old man, but his love interest can't be a 45-year-old woman?
And you would rarely ever see a 20-year-old man and a 47-year-old woman.
And if you do, it's the point of the movie.
It's the point of the movie.
It's like, how crazy is it that these two got together? So, you know, it's definitely an interesting conversation to be had. People are saying things on X, like, why does the prince have to randomly be 45 and the girl is born in the year 1998? Like, why is it always like this? So there's a little
bit
I thought
they were going to be mad because of the story of Prince Charming, which I don't remember, but I'm sure it was misogynistic. I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Kind of Snow White-ish.
Okay, guys, we can take a break now.
Yay! Ooh.
So let's go to traffic with Roger Brandt.